Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Eva Rosenberg back on the show. Eva is an original founding member of our Brain Trust. She's been here almost as long as I have. She is the Tax Mama, syndicated columnist, and she's one of the top enrolled agents. She's an enrolled agent's enrolled agent. She's the cream of the crop of that and helped so many people over the years. She's the author of a number of books, including Small Business Taxes Made Easy, Deduct Everything. That's the second one. And the third one, the new one, The Trump Tax Cut, by our good friend Eva Rosenberg. Eva, welcome back.
Well, good morning, Jim. It is fascinating to listen to your show.
Well, it's good to have you back, and you're part of that. Hey, Eva, I don't know where to start. There's a lot of stuff you got on our plate today. Where would you like to start? Because a big part of what you're doing now is helping people navigate the Tax Cut Jobs Act that gave us this tax cut. And even though it gave a lot of people money back, it also added complexity to our lives, didn't it?
Oh, God, it added so much complexity. Some of it unnecessary, some of it fascinating, some of it just so frustrating. And with the IRS not being able to issue revenue procedures until late into the year, and then they're going into hundreds of pages of information, especially about that new 20% qualified business income deduction, even tax professionals didn't know what to do throughout all of last year. We're figuring more and more of it out now.
Right.
So, yeah.
Go ahead.
One of the things I know you have been concerned about is about that particular definition of one of the specific service trades or businesses, about the principal asset being the skill and reputation of its owners.
Right.
And that being considered one of those limited businesses. You know, those businesses that were limited to only using that QBI below last year $315,000 for a married couple or $150,700, you know, for a single person, it's a little higher this year.
Yeah.
I got good news for you.
But I want to dumb it down just a little bit more to make sure people know, because that's what you just said is good, as simple as it sounded, is still a tiny bit in the weeds. So if you are a person, what I was concerned about is I've got a lot of people in my Brain Trust who 100% of their income is from public speaking. Their face, their voice, their thoughts, their thought leadership, their counsel, whatever. 100% of their revenue comes from that alone. Do they qualify for the QBI, for the Qualified Business Income Deduction?
Well, I don't think they do. I mean,
yeah.
They qualify for the QBI. That's not a problem. They're providing a service.
Right.
But I don't think that their income is limited by this particular definition.
Interesting.
Because this is for income for the receipt of endorsing products or services.
Okay. So as long as they're doing commercials for somebody, but what if they have sponsors? What if I know people who travel the country speaking, and part of what they do is the implicit sponsorship of the company that pays them to do that. They're not employees of the company. They're contractors of the company, but they do that. What do you think about that?
No, endorsing. It says receipt of income from endorsing products or services.
Right, not just association.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So we're thinking here social media. I have one person entire income is from being on social media, showing people what he's doing and eating and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
We've got the Kardashians out there,
right,
you know, doing reality TV and things like right. that and endorsing products.
And so they would not qualify because they're endorsing.
Yeah, so if their income is more than that $315,000, that's when they lose the QBI. And
right.
remember, even if you fall into this definition, mm-hmm. you know, married filing jointly, if your income is under the limit, you still get that 20%
right.
qualified
yeah,
business
exactly.
income.
And with married, it's 415, I think. Now, not
no. Last year it was 315. It's gone up a little bit this
yeah.
year.
Yeah. Hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break. Right back with our good friend Eva Rosenberg. More of these questions. Folks, this is something you're having to deal with. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.